Ever feel like you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall when creating your content to market your teacher biz on Instagram? Tired of coming up with more and more content ideas, but feeling like you're never seeing any benefits? Think Instagram just doesn't work for your business? Let me let you in on a little secret. You don't have to feel that way anymore. You can stop throwing spaghetti at the wall and create strategic content. You can create content that helps you reach those big business goals. And you can say with confidence that Instagram does work for your business. All you need to do, analyze your Instagram data. Don't know how? Not sure where to start? That's where my brand new course, Post and Profit, comes in. You'll learn how to find and understand the analytics Instagram provides for your posts and page, quick data solutions to bypass those most irritating pain points of using social media to market your teacher biz, what data is most important for your business, not anyone else's, and how to bring all those numbers together to create a strategic content plan that will finally help you reach those big business goals. It's time to go from feeling like a ball in tall grass, lost when it comes to marketing your teacher business on Instagram, to feeling confident about exactly the next step you need to take in order to make all of your marketing efforts worth it. Be the first to know when the doors open to the course by signing up for the waitlist in the show notes below. 2024 is about to be the year that you finally feel confident marketing on Instagram. When it comes to marketing your teaching resources on social media, you have a lot of options. From Instagram to Facebook to TikTok and more, it can feel overwhelming trying to do all of the things. But it doesn't have to be that way. Today, my client Kristen Hammond is joining us and shedding some light on how you can focus on one social media platform and still successfully use social media marketing for your teacher business. Kirsten is a teacher-turned-business owner who creates educational resources and curricula for upper elementary social studies teachers. She also works with other TPT sellers on branding their teacher businesses. She is a work-from-home mama of three who loves running, Tex-Mex, crime docs, and working smarter and not harder at all things in her business. So let's hear her strategy. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. I'm so excited to have Kirsten Hammond here with me today, and we are going to be chatting about choosing a social media platform to market your business on. So thank you so much for joining me, Kirsten.
Thank you for having me here.
Kirsten is focusing or trying to focus on one social media platform and then use that content in order to repurpose it across other platforms and kind of extend the impact of her marketing for her teacherpreneur business. So, Kirsten, how did you decide where you wanted to focus your social media marketing efforts as a business owner?
So I have been pretty inconsistent on a lot of places. Instagram mainly is where I've been at. And I decided in the summer that I wanted to be more purposeful with my social media marketing. And there were a lot of factors going into it because, I mean, I was postpartum and I had two other little kids with me. And so it was really hard to be as consistent as I would have liked to, especially like compared to when I only had one kid who was napping beautifully, and now he doesn't nap at all. And so I just kind of did the bare minimum as much as I could, as much as I was able. It was usually on the fly, was not always planned out in advance. And then something else that I would be getting involved in, which I wouldn't necessarily recommend, is like those collaboration where you join the like and share groups and you're like, you post a link and they go and like it and share it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I could never keep up with those either. So I left all of those groups on Instagram, and I had heard a presentation, or actually a couple of presentations, about being on TikTok. And I've heard people say like, yeah, like one of my TikToks went viral and I got a lot of sales. And while I wasn't expecting like tons and tons of sales on TikTok, I thought, well, maybe I'll give it a second chance. I hadn't been active on TikTok at all. And I also loved how I've heard TikTok is more laid back marketing wise. It's just kind of a newer platform. Mm-hmm. I heard a lot of the content doesn't get as buried as much with it, you know, like after 24 to 48 hours, it's still kind of, you know, has some type of momentum or juice running.
Right. It's got some shelf life to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It could gain, like things could go viral or gain traction like weeks after you post them. So I decided in late August to create a TikTok account again and post, like I challenged myself to create a TikTok every single day in September, just to kind of see what happened. I'm just like, oh, we'll see. We'll try this out. I have like, you know, kids are going back to school, so I can kind of dedicate some time to that.
Yeah.
And by the end of the month, I actually enjoyed TikTok more than I did with Instagram. It was just really fun to like, the content doesn't have to be super polished or anything like that. And I even started out reusing some of the reels that did end up doing well and the videos that I had already on my phone. So I kind of started with that. And then I kind of went into like more of what was trend, like the trending audio and kind of mashing things up there. But I liked it overall. And I was like, I could possibly kind of do something with this. It's kind of just more fun. And that's kind of what I was looking for is like, I'm sick of churning out all these social media posts and all of this on Instagram. What I was really looking for is just to like have fun and connect with people, you know, just kind of how social media, I assume, is intended.
Right. To be social. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I also think, like, as far as my sense of humor, it comes out more on TikTok than on Instagram. Instagram is more polished.
Yeah.
And so that's why I figured it would be fun to also repurpose some of my TikToks onto Instagram as well. Cause it's like, it's already made. Might as well, you know, turn it into a reel.
Awesome. So there's a few things there that I really loved. Was one is that you enjoyed creating content for TikTok. I think a lot of the time when people talk about picking a platform for your business, that they're more focused on like, where is your audience? Where can you get the best ROI? And yeah, that can be important. But if you don't pick a platform that you enjoy creating content for, you're never going to be able to fully reap the benefits of your audience being there and being engaged. Like you could have 5 million ideal customers over on Facebook, but if you hate posting to Facebook and you don't do it consistently and you're not doing it authentically, like you were talking about showing your humor, right? Then you're never going to be able to reap the benefits of that. So it's also important to think about, where do I like enjoying content? And it's also exciting because this is the first time we've really dove in and talked about TikTok here on the podcast. We've mostly been talking about Instagram and Facebook groups because that's mainly what I help teacherpreneurs with. But TikTok can be a place where you can market your business. So if you are someone who enjoys creating reels, creating videos, things like that, getting on stories and just doing like those talking heads, TikTok could be a place for you to explore because all of those pieces are what makes TikTok, TikTok.
Yeah. And I found myself as a consumer even enjoying TikTok. Like I will go down rabbit holes of videos sometimes. So it's just funny. There's one particular one. He's on Instagram as well, but it's called There I Ruined It. And he mashes up all these random songs, like things you would never expect. So it's pretty funny.
It's fun to create for and it's fun to consume. So there you go. That's great. So you can be social on that platform because you want to be there interacting with it, which is the key for sure. Now, what's the process that you use now for creating content for that one like primary platform? And then how do you bring it across other platforms to extend your reach?
Yeah. So right now, my primary content focus is TikTok, and it's just mainly for brand awareness. I'm not expecting like hundreds of dollars of sales.
Right.
I don't normally get as much sales from social media platforms. It's more of like email marketing and my website. So I'm just kind of mainly focusing on brand awareness, trying to see, like, you know, a lot of people have social media accounts. And so I feel like it's important to have some type of presence for my business mm-hmm. and just really getting newer people who may not have heard of my business before, especially like maybe the younger crowd who may not be, you know, as active on Instagram and might be a newer teacher. So I am really, really loving the content calendar you work with me with okay. for each month, because yeah. That's where I obviously get my ideas, and I try to be consistent at posting, but you know, life happens
hard.
And it doesn't always happen, but I love how, you know, you have it all laid out with the mm-hmm. captions and the ideas and the hashtags. That's super, super helpful. So yeah, so I try to post, you know, throughout the week, depending on the week, but So what I'll do is I will like go off of the content calendar. I'll kind of start there as far as like, you know, if I don't have any ideas off the top of my head and I don't see a trending audio that I'm like, oh, I got to use this.
Yeah.
I go off of the content calendar and I create the TikToks. From there, I use, it's called an app. It's called Talk Repost, I believe. It's mm-hmm. an app. And I think it's a paid app. It might be a freemium, or I have the paid version, but you can copy a TikTok from, or I usually copy a TikTok from the previous day or something that I had posted or, you know, before. So it's kind of staggered. And then I'll repurpose that video for Instagram Reels. So I don't usually post the same video on the same day, very rare, unless it's very timely or seasonal or something like that.
Right.
So I try to stagger it out so that the TikTok is like more of the more, quote, fresher content. And then the Instagram Reels, likely a lot of people on my Instagram have not seen the TikTok. So I'm posting that maybe a couple days later, just depending on what I have backlogged. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes the TikToks that I have, not all of them make it on Instagram because, you know, I also still have those typical static posting carousels right. on Instagram. But not nearly as much as before. And that's another thing I like about, you know, really focusing on video content is it took me hours to batch like all of these different posts, all these pretty looking Instagram posts for both of my Instagram accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like, it was kind of a pain, but it's nice now. Like I have the set, like kind of the bare minimum, the ones I schedule in my Facebook group, the ones I schedule on my feed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and it's just really nice because it's so much faster. And I know that like, I also don't have as much pressure to, you know, like have all the TikToks batched and ready to go. It's kind of more of like in the moment. And I am hoping like going towards when all of my kids are in school and right. not like randomly at home most of the time. To like be more consistent at, you know, creating those instead of maybe like 2 to 3 or 4 times a week, maybe more of like 5 to 6 times a week. So right. that's kind of what I'm trying to work toward. But I do love to start with TikTok first, and then repurpose for Instagram, depending on how it does. And then as far as like length of time, usually if I'm like really diligent and I'm like, okay, let's go from start to finish, it really doesn't take that long. It could mm-hmm. like maybe 20 to 40 minutes. But for the most part, it's like on the 20 minute side. So it's really great to kind of have that laid out.
Yeah. And if you are someone who already uses TikTok or you're thinking about using TikTok, Kirsten talked about that talk repost. There is also another website you can use, which is called SnapTik, that kind of does the same thing. You put in the link for your TikTok and you can download it without the watermark, so you can repost it over on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you want to utilize it. So I'll make sure we link both of those down in the show notes for you. And if you guys don't already know, Kirsten has two businesses really that she is running. And so she has two Instagrams that she's running. You're running stuff on Facebook. She has a podcast, two podcasts.
Yeah. A lot.
Kirsten is very busy. So the fact that you have been able to find something that you enjoy and that you can fit into your schedule is really important. And I think that anyone listening, when you're trying to figure out where am I going to focus my energy, you want to think about your capacity. So how long are these things going to take for me to create? So for Kirsten, she was talking about how since Instagram uses so many different forms of content, it felt like it took way longer because she had to make reels and she had to make static posts and she had to make carousel posts and then she had to be in stories, right? And so she just didn't have the capacity. You just didn't have the capacity to really like do that to its fullest extent. But you found, hey, I can focus on video content and I can put out video content fairly quickly. And that's going to be my way to use social media to bring brand awareness to my business, which I think is great. So if you are someone who enjoys making video, that might be something you look into. Or you might look into, if you're already on Instagram, just kind of making all your content reels-wise. Or if you're someone who really enjoys making graphics and you can do it quickly, so that might be an Instagram or Facebook spot for you. So just thinking about each platform does content slightly differently, though they have similarities. Which one lights you up when you create it? And which one do you have the capacity for to create it are two really big things to consider when you're like making that final decision. And like Kirsten, you don't have to just say, okay, I'm only going to be on TikTok because so much of this stuff is repurposable. And actually, when I go and I create Kirsten's content calendar that she was talking about, I start with her podcast. So we're taking even her long form content, repurposing it into TikToks, and then using that across platforms as well. So even starting with that long form content and trickling down from there and then across can be really helpful to extend your reach for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you found that focusing on just one platform is helpful or beneficial versus like trying to make content in all the places?
Yes, definitely. It alleviates a lot of the pressure because I know, you know, Instagram is pushing a lot of the reels and video content anyway. So it does make sense to focus the majority of my efforts, you know, for TikTok and also kind of repurposing it for Instagram. And then on top of that, I love how I don't think it was out there a couple of years ago, or at least I didn't hear about it, but having those fun CapCut templates where you don't have to show your face at all. Or it could be like, you know, I've seen reels or TikToks where it's just showing some text on like a nice, pretty background or not background, but like the beach. Somebody has it fanning over like the view and then they have some type of statement. And that is in itself a really great way to make faceless video content. So Either way, with TikTok, it just feels more fun. And you know, I also just kind of find it interesting of how certain platforms will respond to the same content.
Yeah.
Just kind of interesting, like what you think will do well on one platform and it ends up like doing better, way better on another platform. One example I have is, so actually it's from the content calendar from, I want to say it was either December or January. I don't remember which one it was, but I saw two of the ideas and I was like, I saw this funny template, like funny TikTok or something. I was like, I want to use this. So I combined two of the days.
Yep.
And used like the caption and the hashtags and it did okay. Like on TikTok, it was like, you know, 500 views. I was like, okay, people liked it, you know. And this is the Nanoland, if you don't, the green alien.
Yes.
I don't even know what it is. The template.
Yeah.
That one. And it was just like this relatable clap, you know, like when you're trying to rearrange seating charts and all of that and how everybody talks. And so I repurposed that same TikTok onto Instagram. And it's like, it just like went viral essentially on Instagram, like thousands of views, over 100K views or thousands of likes, 100K views. But it's like still like right now, it had actually it died down for a couple of weeks. And in the last few days, it's like everybody's starting to like it again and Instagram is pushing it out. But it's just interesting to like kind of see how that what goes viral. And then I've had the other thing happen on TikTok where something on TikTok goes viral and it's like does okay on Instagram.
Right.
So it's nice either way to be able to reuse the same content on different platforms. Instead of curating it 100% for TikTok and 100% for Instagram, it's nice to kind of like be able to kind of go back and forth. And nobody has ever messaged me saying, Kirsten, I have seen this same reel on your TikTok. I don't appreciate it. Like, nobody says that.
Right. So,
like, if anything, they like it again. And I have probably done the same thing too. I'm like, I've seen this video and it's so funny. I just like it. So yeah,
I've 100% done that.
Yeah. So it's if anything, it's just kind of like reminding people like, oh, this person is funny. This person has a really great, you know, sense of humor. And this person I connect with.
Right. Like, this person knows what I'm going through every day because I can't get the darn seating chart right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So if you are someone that's like one of the biggest objections that I hear when talking about repurposing is like, well, aren't people going to like be sick of hearing the same thing from me all the time? I was like, we're like half watching, half listening all of the time. Like, no one is going to notice. And even if they do, like you said, they'll probably just like it again. Like, no one's going to call you out and be like, how dare you?
You posted that 2 days ago.
Yeah. I saw that on TikTok already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So don't fear repurposing across the platforms and don't be afraid to experiment a little, right? Like she said that TikTok, some things went viral there and then some of the same things went viral on Instagram. And so, you know, you can kind of create for one platform and then have like Instagram in mind or have TikTok in mind and then repurpose those and see how they do there. And that's some kind of like great experimentation to see like what your audience really resonates with and where your audience is most active. So you know where you can spend your time. Like if you're like, well, I like Instagram and I like TikTok. Well, okay, post some of the same stuff and just see like, where are you getting the traction? And then you can focus more of your energy in that direction.
Absolutely.
I ask this to pretty much everyone that I interview. This is the last thing I want to know from you. What is your favorite thing about using social media for your teacherpreneur business?
So one of my favorite things is being able to connect with and collaborate with other business owners that I probably wouldn't have otherwise. I usually am chatting a lot on Instagram. That's one thing I love about Instagram is, you know, being able to connect with others and stories and all of that, you know, chatting and stuff. It's not really something you really do on TikTok.
Right.
But I do also love to see other teacherpreneur or teacher TikToks on just to kind of see all of the great stuff that they're doing. So
yeah,
it is nice to see kind of like get a pulse of like what's still happening in the classroom. It is what I remember from being in the classroom still relevant. And right. You know, obviously a lot of things still are, you know, I'm still fresh. You know, I was pre-COVID and post-COVID. I got to experience both of that. So it is nice to kind of keep a pulse on TikTok and then also just connect in general with other teachers on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, where can people find you if they'd like to connect with you?
So you can find me on, there's two different ones I have. There's the Southern Teach, Upper Elementary Social Studies. And then I also do branding work with other teacher sellers. So you can connect with me at thesouthernteach.designs. And then if you want to ever follow me on TikTok, I'm at the Southern Teach there.
Awesome. And I will make sure I'm going to link all of those in the show notes so people can see them. And we also, before we wrap up, we chatted about something called CapCut. And I just want to go back to that for a second because that's something that is really big on TikTok and is spilling over into Instagram. But it's basically those TikTok real videos that are memes or GIFs, basically, that they use the cutouts on and you can use your own background. So I will link, that's a free tool too, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'll link that as well if you want to take a peek at it and see kind of what they have there if you want to start taking advantage of those. So Kirsten, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.